Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today is the festival of Gaudet Sunday. This is what I looked up about what Gaudet Sunday actually means. It's a joyous celebration, although it takes place during the usually penitential period of Advent. Gaudet Sunday serves as a midpoint break from the austere practices to rejoice in the nearness of Jesus' coming. Okay? The introit for Gaudet Sunday, both in the traditional Latin Mass and the Novus Ordo, is taken from Philippians 4, verses 4 and 5. Gaudet in Domino Semper, or rejoice in the Lord always. Here's what Philippians, and I have 3 through 7. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement. Remember Clement? We studied his letter to the Corinthians. And the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Every Lutheran pastor always ends his sermon with that or a version of that. So rejoice, or if we take it apart, rejoice. Okay. The application of joy as a verb to show joy. Now I talk about it, but I'm dedicating this to our sister Betty O'Brien, whose favorite saying is, I choose joy, which is a great platitude for us to hear and for us to follow. I choose joy. Where joy comes from is from Middle English, and it's from an old French, and it's based on the Latin gaudium, or gaudere, which means to rejoice. You know, I always go through and try and figure out what things mean, or look at words and all this stuff. Tony, I think that high is a little bit too much. Hope appears, that's what we did our first Sunday in Advent, 151 times in the Bible. Peace, which was last week, appears 367 times in the Bible. Joy appears 179 times, and love 550 times in the Bible. All right, so when we talk about hope, peace, joy, and love, the Bible talks about those a lot. They're important. It is such a special Sunday today that it has its own color, which is rose. This is the Rose Sunday. When I looked up the word joy in the Oxford Dictionary, you know, I had all these meanings, but what I loved was, whoop it up. You know, can't you see all these stately and staid British scholars, how we're going to describe joy? Whoop it up. I thought that was so important. But why is it so important? Well, I went back to our Old Testament lesson today, because as I've talked about this before, when I was a kid, pastor told me, well, the Old Testament's law, New Testament's gospel. Okay? And I mean, you say that to kids so that they sort of understand. But that's not the case. Here's from our Old Testament lesson. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Important word on that is not even joy as much as it is ransomed, and the ransomed of the Lord. Remember, redeemer actually means to ransom. So we are redeemed because what we had, our sins were paid for, the cost of the sins were paid for on the cross. They were ransomed. So that's what redemption means, is to ransom. The gospel means good news. So, the good news of our salvation, the joy of everlasting life, in this case, that's the noun of joy, not the verb. Okay, because we experience it. We have that feeling. Well, is this new? Well, of course not. I talk about the Messiah a lot. But when we look at the Messiah in terms of music, let's look at Handel. Georg Friedrich Handel, who along with Johann Sebastian Bach and Felix Mendelssohn are the three great composers of the Lutheran Church. All three of them were Lutheran. I always find it interesting about Felix Mendelssohn because Felix Mendelssohn was a Jew. Mazel tov, Leib gewelt. St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig is where Johann Sebastian Bach finished up his career. And while he was there, he went deaf, started to go blind, he had to have somebody lead him to the organ. And like any other church that has a huge attic, everything got thrown up in the attic. So 100 years after Bach died, they went to Mendelssohn and said, look, we've got all this music up there. Can't you see somebody in the church council? We got all this crud up there, let's get rid of it and throw it out. So they hired Mendelssohn to go up there and take a look. So Mendelssohn's up in the attic looking at all this stuff. And all of a sudden he sees all of this beautiful music written by this guy called Johann Sebastian Bach, which nobody knew who he was. So, 100 years to the day Bach died, they did a concert at St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig of the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And that's when it got put back into our modern world. It was 100 years after he died. But let's talk about the Messiah. One of the greatest soprano arias from that is Rejoice, Rejoice Greatly. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice greatly. You know, it's one of those things. All right, now, remember, rejoice is the act of showing joy. And the thing is, you rejoice greatly. You with me? Okay. Handel knew that we needed to give glory to God, to rejoice. Well, let's face it, whenever we have something like that, he wants to pound it home. Okay? So the chorus after that is glory to God, glory to God in the highest. All right, so rejoice greatly, glory to God, work together. Okay, does that make sense today? Well, sure it does. How can you have joy without giving glory to God? Good question, isn't it? We're going to look at that here in a second. But isn't this what we want to do as Christians, to actually live in joy, not only experiencing the pleasurable feeling, but to share joy? I choose joy, noun and verb, because remember, you got to have an action, right? Well, what are we sharing the joy about? The ransom by Jesus on the cross for our sins. Earning our salvation with him. The salvation that we eagerly await during this time of Advent. You know, so when we're looking at this, you know, this is the time that we celebrate the second coming of Jesus. Of course, he's also celebrating the little baby who's coming too. But this is the time. I mean, if we weren't here, why are we here? Because we're ready to go to heaven to be with Jesus. And this is the time of the year that we really work with that. Why? Because we want Jesus to take us home to heaven with him. I really think that that's a heavy paragraph. But it's a wonderful paragraph because it's filled with joy. And again, that's why we're here. It's to rejoice greatly and share the hope, peace, joy, and love our Savior has for us. Because he's not coming back to judge us. You've been a bad girl. Okay. But he wants to see, have you shared joy, peace, love, and hope with those around you? Isn't that what it means to be a Christian? I think so. and may this joy, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.